I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the new podcast, Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as Payne Lindsay and I are joined by other true crime experts to take a fresh look at some of the most puzzling crimes and shine a spotlight on the cases that have stumped investigators for far too long. So go right now and search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show. Listen for free wherever you get your podcasts.
Last night on the show, I led the show off talking about how emotional I was on my drive to a meeting yesterday when I heard the news that Sophia Fortus was released from the hospital and she was the last of the victims of the Annunciation school shooting to go home. And she's fortunate to be alive. I was so happy. Tears of joy to see her be able to go back and actually visit her classmates from school yesterday. And it makes all the sense in the world that the timing of this couldn't be any better, because multi-platinum artist Cisco is having an event this weekend at the Mall of America. It's called the Go-Kart Showdown, A Party with a Purpose, which is tied into just really supporting the community with regards to Annunciation. And that's coming up this Sunday, October the 26th, 2 until 6 at the Mall of America. And he joins us now with attorney Chris Pham on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO on the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. First off, Cisco, I'll introduce you first. Thank you for being on the show, man, and thank you for giving back to the community.
What's up?
How you doing, man?
Thanks for having me, man. Hey, I heard that story around the same time that you did, and it really touched me, and I had no idea that, you know, there was a survivor that was really doing well before we even decided to do this event.
Yeah.
Because I'm from Baltimore, and when I got with my brother-in-law, Chris Pham, to do this event, I wanted to do something because being from Baltimore and living here now with my kids, and he has his kids, and, you know, just the whole Minnesota vibe has, like, it really seems like you guys really band together, you know, in times of need. And I just felt like I needed to kind of give that back and, you know, just show my appreciation for that kind of community love and support, and show people that they don't have to be afraid. We out here, man. The Dragon's going to be out there performing live this Sunday. It's a special performance because, you know, my music kind of sexy, but we're going to scale it back a little bit.
I hear you. Before we bring Chris into the conversation, the proceeds mm-hmm. benefit the Annunciation Hope and Healing Fund at the Catholic
All of
Community.
My proceeds, yes,
yeah, yes. At the Catholic Community Foundation of Minnesota. Just talk about for a second, like, being a Minnesotan now. Like, you're from Baltimore, mm-hmm. you live here, and it sounds like Minnesota has really embraced you, and you've embraced the state back.
Well, actually, thanks for asking that question, man. It's actually been my family. It's such a great place for a family environment. I don't want to say what school my kids go to, but they go to a really great school with a really supportive community. Now, being from Baltimore, I mean, yeah, it's a little different.
I'm thinking about The Wire right now. I'm thinking about the Wire. That's one of my favorite series.
Real. Hey, The Wire was so real that I didn't mean to cut you off, but The Wire is so real, bro. That red building that was on a couple of the episodes with Omar, mm-hmm. that was my grandmom's house.
Oh, wow. That's
so crazy. Every time they show that episode, we got a check for that.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
Yeah, hey, yeah. Baltimore is, it was exactly like that, like that show.
Absolutely. I want to bring in Chris Pham, joining us here on the show as well. Mm-hmm. And I like to refer to him as attorney Chris Pham because he's an attorney. But Chris.
Super attorney.
Yeah, super attorney, right? Hey, so Chris, thank you for being on the show as well. Tell me a little bit more about the event itself that's happening this Sunday from 2 to 6.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having both of us on, Henry. Always a pleasure chatting with you, my friend. So the event is this Sunday. So think Halloween costume contest, right? We got go-karts. Mm-hmm. We're going to do raffles. We got crazy prizes, special performance, music, food. It's a family-friendly event. And so because it's so close to Halloween and because there's a costume contest, we're encouraging everybody to show up in costumes because we're going to do some crazy giveaways, some awesome prizes. It's just going to be just so much positivity, light, and you know, good energy under one roof.
And tell me, what does this event mean to you? Because I think and I believe – now, you attended DLCL, right?
I did.
You went to DLCL. You went to the University of Minnesota. You got Minnesota through and through. So as somebody that is a person that of the city and really wants to give back, I know that this means a lot to you to be in partnership and doing this, what you guys are doing.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. You know, I've said it before and I'll say it again. I wasn't born here, but Minneapolis is home, you know, mm-hmm. And so this city means so much to me. And so, you know, anytime a tragedy strikes, you know, people are always trying to figure out, like, all right, what can I do to contribute, right? You know, can I be on the front lines? What can I do to organize? How can I help? Can I make donations? And so, you know, for me, my gift was to bring people together. You know, as you know, having been involved in the nightlife, having curated events, bringing people together is my gift. And so I wanted to connect with my brother so that each of us can bring our gifts to the community and share what we do. And that was to provide some light and positivity and good energy during difficult times.
Yeah.
You know, as they say, whenever there's, a problem, you know, you can find opportunities in that. And so despite the horrific incident, you know, that has plagued our community, we wanted to spin that and try to do something positive and fun for the families.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.
It's called the Go-Kart Showdown, a party with a purpose, race, party, give back. It's at the Mall of America this Sunday, October the 26th, from 2 until 6. The Fair on 4, Mall of America. Joining us now is Cisco, multi-platinum artist, as well as Chris Pham on the Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO. Now, Cisco, I got to give you a little bit of grief, okay? Because, and the only grief I'll give you is, how you going to scale back the music? Because, man, you talk about high energy. You are always high energy. The energy is always there.
Energy's still going to be there. The dragon will be there in full effect. I'm just letting everybody know that they don't have to, you know, worry. It's a family event, and the only songs that I'll be talking about are flip flops. All right.
Well, I gotta say this to my producer J Lo tonight. That I know for a fact the energy is always there because Cisco probably he may remember this, may not, but 2 years ago was my first time meeting him briefly because we were doing a live shot for Fox 9. At Target Center, the Wolves are on their run to the Western Conference Finals, and we had him. He was in the arena because I think you were doing like a sound check because you were going to do the national anthem tonight, and we brought you onto the show for like a minute or two and just kind of talked to you real quick. But man, I'm like, hold on!
It was right when I walked on.
Yes.
I remember now. What's up, man?
I'm like, hold on. Does this brother drink Red Bull or does he drink the espresso shots?
Well, we don't have no sponsorship by Red Bull. So.
Well, you need one, brother. You need one. All right. So, tell me a little bit more about just like how you guys kind of put this together. Is this something that you guys have been kind of planning for the last month? Is it something that kind of came to you within the last couple of weeks? Because good ideas are good ideas, and it's never too late to do the right thing.
Right. Well, you know what really happened? I actually work like myself and I'm not sure if you guys know, your listeners know, but I sing with a group called Drew Hill. I don't know, some people might not remember the Wild Wild West, but that was, you know, that was Drew Hill and Will Smith back in the day. But the performance, man, initially I was just going to kind of, you know, give out the trophy, shake a couple of hands, kiss a couple of babies, and go home. But then I was thinking that if I heard that Cisco was a part of an event, the first thing I would ask is, well, is he going to sing or what?
Like, yeah.
And so, And so I was thinking to myself, hey, man, you know what? At the last minute, man, I called up my troop and I, you know, I asked Chris, hey, man, do they got enough room for us to at least do a song or two? And so luckily enough, they had just enough room. And we're still going over the logistics because our performance is really high energy. It's a little bit of acrobatics in there. I just wanted to make sure ain't nobody get kicked or hit with my jewelry or nothing.
Here you go. Hey, Chris, you know, I think that, and you can speak for both you and Cisco with regards to this, because just kind of knowing you throughout the years, I know that you have a family and you got kids and stuff like that. Whenever we see a situation involving anything that happens to young people, and you know, the worst part of the story is that two of those students at Annunciation passed away due to their injuries. Mm. You know, it impacts us in such a way. So, you know, this is something that I think all Minnesotans and all people throughout the Twin Cities can get behind with what you guys are doing, because we think about kids and we think about the future for our young people.
Absolutely. Yeah, man. Well, look, it's from right. 2 to 6. Oh, my bad. I was just going to say it's from 2 to 6. I'm going to get there probably around 4, so you guys can still make it to the basketball game with the Timberwolves.
Yeah, yeah, no, for sure. But speak to that. So speak to that a little bit, Chris.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think, you know, regardless of, you know, which side of the aisle you're on as it relates to politics, I think, you know, to your point, Henry, anytime children are hurt, that's undebatable. That is something that touches all lives, no matter, you know, how you feel, your political affiliations or otherwise, right? And so that is something that is so profound, whether you're a parent or not. You know, we're all parents, and that's something that we can relate with. And so that's something that brings community together. And when I say community, I mean everybody, right?
Absolutely.
Regardless of your affiliations or otherwise. And so, you know, it's going to be something that, you know, for a moment, we can not have to think about the current political climates that we find ourselves in and other things that are going on in the world. Because you know what? It's a crappy place sometimes.
But absolutely,
for this weekend and this Sunday specifically, we're going to focus on something positive. And so, you know, we encourage everybody to go get your tickets in advance. You can get those on Eventbrite. The link is ciscoparty.eventbrite.com.
And even that's if you're S-I-S-Q-O. Unable to attend the event,
S-I-S-Q-O.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but yeah,
S-I-S-Q-O party. Eventbrite.com. And even if you can't attend the event on Sunday, you can still make a donation at that same Eventbrite link. So we'll have something for everybody, for music lovers, for the family, for Halloween. And so it's something that encapsulates everyone in the community.
Absolutely, man. And we will continue to kind of shout this thing out throughout the evening, because you guys are just doing a wonderful event for the
Thank
community.
You.
And the last thing that I do want to do, because I have this opportunity with you on the air, Cisco, and this is not related to this event, but I got to ask you this question, bro, because it is timely. We unfortunately, you know, last week we had the news about the passing of D'Angelo. And I got to ask you, I mean, did you have a relationship with D'Angelo? Did you come across him? Did you ever work with him?
Yeah.
Because I did have Gary Hines on from Sounds of Blackness last week, and he kind of talked about how special he was. Just kind of your thoughts on that situation last week.
Man, well, I've met D'Angelo a couple of times. That Brown Sugar album, I believe it was called.
Yep.
Was really an inspiration, man. We know almost, myself and Drew Hill know almost every song on there word for word. And ironically enough, one of our newer members from the group Player, his name is Smoke, he literally sings How Does It Feel as a part of our show. And every time he hits that high note, man, the crowd goes crazy.
Mm.
So it was it really kind of hit home. We posted a couple of photos from, you know, one of the times that we met. I was hosting the MTV Movie Awards with Beyonce, and we had an opportunity to interview him. And then I believe it was a couple weeks later, or maybe a month later, we did something called Man Strikes Back with myself, Sting, Backstreet Boys, I believe it was Christina Aguilera and D'Angelo, man. So he was absolutely, and his music will live on, and that's the one beautiful thing about music, man. It's like, you know, whatever you're going through, even if the artist isn't here, when the music is great,
yep,
it lasts forever.
Yeah, rest in peace to D'Angelo, and also rest in peace to Angie Stone, man, because we lost them both here
last seven months. Baby mom.
Yeah, that's crazy. But, hey, man, it's going down this Sunday, 2 to 6, Mall of America. Yes. It is called Cisco Presents Go-Kart Showdown, A Party with a Purpose. And I appreciate both Chris Pham and also Cisco for joining us here on The Lake Show tonight. Hey, guys, I'll talk
to you
soon.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, all right, thanks, man. Henry. Appreciate you, sir.
Absolutely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the new podcast, Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as Payne Lindsay and I are joined by other true crime experts to take a fresh look at some of the most puzzling crimes and shine a spotlight on the cases that have stumped investigators for far too long. So go right now and search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show. Listen for free wherever you get your podcasts.